subject that I like to talk about a lot. And the reason why we're talking about mindsets are that the reality is that I can give you all kinds of checklists and templates and things for creating celebrity, but if your inner game, if the inside of you isn't lined up with what you want on the outside, it doesn't work, okay? Or to put it in a really simple way, you have to learn how to get out of your own way, because we have a lot of beliefs and ideas and things that come from our past, from our childhood, sometimes even deeper places than that, that can block us or stop us or slow us down from trying to do what we're going to do. So that's what we're going to jump into today. So be sure to grab a pencil and paper, because you're going to want to take a lot of notes. There's a lot of important stuff here. You want to be working on an inner game, and you want to be working on design celebrity. So first of all, let's talk about what is design celebrity. Well, it's being known in your community as the go-to designer. It means when somebody mentions your name, the other person says, oh, I know who that is, okay? It's a name recognition position where when you're referred a job, people know who you are and go, yeah, oh, yeah, I'd like to work with her, you know, because they know who you are. Where does that come from? Well, it comes from being seen, mostly from opportunities in publishing, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different ways of doing that when we talk about building celebrity. But first of all, we have to make sure that we have the desire to be seen, which sometimes is a little isn't as easy as we think. Sometimes there's a lot of underlying things that can get in our way. So we're going to talk all about that, and I'm going to clear some of those things out and help you go forward with this, because it's a really important subject. Now, first of all, you all are all good enough to be a design celebrity in your community. I happen to know that. I coach with a whole lot of you. I see the work you do. You do fabulous work. Okay? The problem is not in the quality of work. The problem is not in the size of the job. The problem is not in whether the job is finished or not. The problem is being confident about being seen by showing up and letting others see what you do and putting yourself out there as an expert. So that's a big piece of how this all comes together. Now I want to tell you a little bit about how I got into this. When I was working for the furniture store in the design studio, they did photograph jobs, good jobs, big jobs, essentially, at least a whole room job that came out pretty well. They would send the photographer over and shoot it and use it in a full-page ad. So I had that advantage to start with, which was pretty cool. And I don't think anybody does that anymore, but at the time, that's the way it was done, and it was a nice thing. But the reality is, the first time I got published as an editorial was for Design Awards. And it was the very first Design Awards that my ASID chapter had ever done. And my friend Linda was the ASID president. She was in the studio with me, and she kept bugging me to take this job that I just finished, and they had just photographed it for the magazine, and put it in awards. She kept saying, you've got the photographs, you've got the drawings, you've got everything you need, just put it in a book. And she kept going, you know what, I'll do it for you. I will do it. I go, oh, no, all right, fine, I will do it, you know, just to get her to leave me alone, right? So I did it. Now, she was the chapter president that year. She was trying to get this awards thing going. So I put together my package, and I submitted it. And a few weeks later, I got back the fact that I had won second place, and I was thrilled. Because I was thrilled because the guy who won first place was someone that I hugely respected, his talent and his ability, and I really looked up to. And he had the first two pages, and I had the second two pages, and I went, wow. I've arrived. I'm it. You know, I've done it. I actually can do this. You know, it was a huge moment for me. Huge moment in confidence, huge moment in celebrity, just big all the way around. Very, very important thing to happen to me. Later on, we had more opportunities for those kind of things to happen. I kept submitting to design awards, and I've always won design awards every year, actually, since that all started. I've always put something in, usually more than one thing, and I usually win more than one, which is just goes to show if you can't win if you don't play. So the more you put in, the more you win. It just works that way. The next real biggie that started creating real celebrity for me was a show house that I did with two other designers in my studio who later became our partners when we left the studio. But we had done this, we had set up for this show house. We had a room that was 16 feet deep and 60 feet long. Here in Arizona, it's called an Arizona room, which is actually an enclosed porch with some heating and cooling in it. So it's glass on three sides and has a stone floor, and it's big, right? It's kind of endless. Now, we worked for a furniture store, so we could do that. We could actually pull that much furniture to actually furnish a room like that and do it elegantly. And it kind of served as the entry into the house, too, so we had to create kind of a foyer experience as you were coming in, too. Now, the trick in this that happened for us is that because we had such a big room and so many pieces and wanted to get it right, we did our setup a day early, a day before the photography was due, so that we wanted to get everything done ahead of time. Well, we got our guys there and got our room all set up and got everything done. The photographer showed up about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, kind of wanting to check things out and anxious to get going, you know, and kind of excited about the project, and saw that our rooms were finished and started shooting them, which was fabulous. We shot those rooms till midnight that night. We did things with lights outside. We did things with lights in the cactus outside. I mean, we did all kinds of tricks, played with it. Had a great time with this photographer who still works for me to this day. He's very, very good. The result of that was the next day, everybody else got their room done and everybody got photographed, and he photographed the other 16 or 18 designers all in one day. We got about 6 or 7 or 8 hours of time playing with him and the cameras and lights and doing all the, this was before digital, so this was all Polaroids and lights, and doing all those photographs. The result of it was amazing. What happened was is we got the cover of the magazine, we got the cover of the program, we got 6 pages in the interior of the program and the magazine, more than anybody else. I mean, just a big, big spread. We got the front page of the newspaper, and we got the front page of the Foothills newspaper, all of it with our names all over it, okay? That did it. That made me a name. Okay, and it was this fluke. It was about being ready ahead of time. It was just about this timing thing that just kind of fell in my lap. And I was all over the place. Everybody knew who I was. It was a fabulous opportunity. Okay, and it's all PR, all PR. Now, I have to tell you that I don't think I ever got a client off of Show House, ever. But I certainly got some huge publicity, some huge name recognition. I mean, really, really big stuff that's really important. And then the last piece I will tell you about is about design awards, and it was about a family room I did. I remodeled a carport into a kid's family room, essentially a big playroom, work study play kind of space, and behind it was a really slick contemporary steam shower bathroom. Tricked out thing. It was all really quite fun to do. And I put it into the local awards, and to my annoyance, I will be clear in saying that I didn't even get an honorable mention. It just got ignored. And I thought, well, that's pretty weird. You know, I thought it was a really slick project. Along that time, I got an invitation to Nationals, and I thought about it for a minute and said, you know what? And I took everything out of that one binder that went local, and I stuck it in the national binder, and I filled out the application and sent them a check and sent them in and said, what the heck? I mean, I changed nothing. I just stuffed it in there just the way it was. Guess what? About 6 weeks later, they called me and said I'd won national. Now, what I got to tell you there, the moral of the story is that sometimes there's no accounting for judges. You have no idea who's looking at this stuff. And that just because somebody doesn't like it today doesn't mean that somebody else likes it a whole lot tomorrow. So that was my story about getting published with a national ASID award in 2000. Now, did that bring clients? Not really. Somebody called from Oregon wanting to know how much the chairs cost. I mean, that was the only response I got out of it. However, being published nationally is a lovely thing. I mean, it makes you feel really good. It's not so much about clients, but it's about actually having done it and getting there and saying, okay, I can operate on this level. So the point of all this is to let you know that celebrity happens in pieces. that certainly if I can do it, you can do it. It's just a matter of putting yourself out there. You're certainly capable of way, way more than you give yourself credit for. I see all the time pictures in magazines. You do too. Things that you say, how did that get there? Wow, that's really bad. You know, it means that somebody's a good marketer. Somebody's putting it out there. Somebody needed a picture, and it got in because that's what was available. So it's about putting yourself out there. It's about keeping the machine going and trying a bunch of times and getting to know editors and publishers so that they see you as a resource. And, you know, it'll happen. It'll happen for you. So, you know, it falls into all these things. You do it through good photography, making sure you have that, from getting published, doing awards. When you get awards, you're generally published. It goes on your website. You're seen as the best. You've been chosen as the best. Publishing articles, it's like the magazine is saying, this person's the best or we wouldn't have put them there. I mean, there's all this public social proof is what it's called, social proof that you are the best and therefore you're the person we should remember. The same thing happens with show houses and home tours. Those are great places to get published and they're great places to go and talk to people because they're fairly well qualified. If they paid for a ticket and they want to come out and see something like that, they're very often thinking about doing something. So those are all really good places for you to be. So enough about me. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of this. First, we're going to talk about understanding how to align your thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and actions. You could write all four of those down because those are all the pieces that have to line up. They're thoughts, what you think about, emotions, how you feel about it, excited or leery or worried or shy or, you know, what's the feeling, belief. A belief is something you believe to be true, not necessarily the truth. Generally, it comes out of something in our past. And action, the action you take to go after it. So all of those things are so important, thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and actions. When you can get all of those lined up and going the same direction, you get the result you want. Okay, it just works that way. The trick is getting them all going the same way and recognizing where you're stuck. Okay, often we want something. We want something on the outside. I want to be a design celebrity. I want people to know who I am. But then the inner game on the inside, there's something else that's going, eh, I don't think so. I don't think so. And that's where we self-sabotage, quite frankly. We set up situations for it not to happen. Okay, we create ourselves as small and insignificant. We stop ourselves from doing things. We create resistance. Okay, resistance is when you come up with, but I can't do this until I do that. I can't photograph that one because she didn't finish it. Well, you could go get the stuff you need and put it in there and take a picture and finish it. Okay, that's resistance. I can't join a coaching program until my kids go away to school next year in January. That's resistance. Okay, that's setting up a reason and pushing back why. So when you got to watch yourself when you start doing that stuff, that you know what's behind that, and realize that that is resistance and that's keeping you from what you ultimately want. Another one is conflict. We can set up conflict. We can set that another reasons why we can't do things. It just can't happen. Okay, or we say we're going to do it, and then we put it on the list, and we never do it. We just do everything else first, and it just stays at the bottom of the list. That happens to be one of mine. I catch myself on that one fairly often. So you got to be really, really on what's going on in order to help yourself with this stuff. So first of all, let's take a look at the thoughts. Okay, thoughts. What are you thinking about? You want to be aware of your self-talk. Okay. Now, most of us, in fact, I'd say everybody, has this little voice in their head or this person that sits on their shoulder and talks to them all the time. And they often don't talk nice. Okay? They're often full of put-downs. They're full of, you can't do that. You can't do this. Nobody's going to look at this. People are going to laugh at you. People are going to criticize you. I mean, all kinds of oddball self-talk stuff going on from this little voice in the background. Okay, and it's not true. It's something that got picked up in your past. It's something that isn't true, because right now and today everything's absolutely fine. So it's often about manufacturing fear in the future, which doesn't really exist. It's just creating stuff to create havoc. You've got to realize that this little voice on your shoulder creates a lot of problems. Now, once you become aware of that voice, you realize how annoying it truly is. And if this were a person who was constantly going yeah, 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 yeah at you all the time, you'd say, stop, go in your room and shut the door. You're out of here. Leave me alone. Okay? We have to recognize our own self-talk in the same way and learn how to shut that door and start saying things that are positive and supportive to ourselves so that we can actually go where it is that we want to go. It's really important to pay attention to your self-talk. Very, very important piece in getting all this to happen. Number two, let's talk about your emotions. Emotions. When you think about getting recognized by the public, being published, being in positions where people see you, what comes up for you emotionally? You kind of want to get out of your head and into your body and say, am I scared of this? Am I worried people will criticize me? Am I worried that people will think I'm not good enough? That they will say the things about my work that I say about others when I see that stuff? It's, you know, be careful of that. There's a whole lot of emotional pieces to publicly being seen. Will people criticize what you're doing? Probably. You have to decide whether or not you care. Part of being on top of the pile is kind of being impervious to people who are a bit jealous or envious, and they'll take shots at you in order to do it. Know that if a person is doing that to you and is envious of you and saying things like that, know that they will never, ever be able to do what you're doing, because you can't attract what you're envious of. So, you know, the universe kind of takes care of them. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is follow your path and do what's right for you. Now, sometimes there's some difficulty in being seen publicly because of the way that we're raised as little girls. The messages we got when we were kids about being quiet and don't draw attention to yourself and wait to be seen and don't speak up, wait to be asked, that sort of thing. You know, that works pretty well for little girls who are 9 years old. I mean, it's a good behavior to follow, but it doesn't work for grown women in business. In business, you have to stand up and say, this is what I do, this is what I'm capable of, check it out, I can help you, okay? So you may have to take a look at some of those beliefs or, you know, that emotion. It actually is a belief. The emotion that causes it is kind of an unease about being seen or putting yourself out there. And if there's that unease, then you want to go take a look at that and figure out what's behind it. Generally, it's a belief. So let's talk about beliefs. Now, beliefs are not necessarily truth, okay? They are what we believe to be true at the moment, okay? We think they're true, but the reality is that, no, it probably isn't. It is just something that we, again, picked up as a kid and have carried into our adult life and then never took a look at to see if it actually made sense or not. So the belief of I should be quiet and wait to be seen, wait to be noticed, doesn't work in business at all. It just means that you'll never be noticed. I mean, you can do it. It's just nothing's ever going to happen, and you're never going to get those jobs you want. It's that simple. Okay, that message was for a little kid and how to get along in society when you're a little girl or a little boy. Either way, you know, it works well for kids to help them get along, but for a person, an adult in business, it doesn't work at all. It's not even closely helpful. So remember, beliefs are things that we picked up usually long ago, and we want to take a look at those beliefs and see if they make sense for us as adults now. And it doesn't mean that you have to throw away the belief and say, oh, no, that was no good, because, you know, they were given to us with love. I mean, there was a reason for them. But sometimes they just need a little shift or tweak to support us instead of trip us up. So what belief is it that you need to shift in order to be able to create celebrity for yourself? I'm going to think about that. And then the last piece is action. You can work on your thoughts and get your thoughts all in a line and get your bad roommate to be quiet, go in a room and leave you alone so you can think of positive thoughts that support and reinforce what you do. And you can pay attention to your emotions and you can release any anxiety or fear you have about being seen by others and decide that it's going to be okay. In fact, it's going to be really cool. And you can look at your beliefs and tweak any of those beliefs that seem to be in the way where it's okay to go out and be seen and attract attention to ourselves because what we're doing is good. And quite frankly, if people can't find us, we can't help them. Okay? So they've got to be able to find us so that we can make an offer that they can say yes to and then we can go help them. And that is the whole point of this. So we can get all of those things lined up. But in the end, it's what action do you take? Because once you have the thoughts and emotions and beliefs in alignment with what you want, then it is just kind of a rule of the universe. Opportunities come along that you can step up to and say yes to. But you have to realize that when that opportunity knocks on the door, you have to say yes. Okay? And sometimes, I'll tell you, I can totally miss it. I was talking to my son-in-law, who's very, very good at this sort of thing, about getting all these pieces lined up and has been working on this. We've been talking about it. And I was talking about having lost my housekeeper and I needed a new one. And lo and behold, like 2 days later after that happened, someone rang the door and said, gee, I'm a housekeeper. I'm looking for business in this part of town. You know, do you need anybody? And I said, oh, well, I'll call you if I need you. I don't need you right now. And I'm telling this to Joe, my son-in-law, and he says, are you crazy? Why didn't you grab it? You asked for it. There it is. Okay. So I did have to call her back and say, you know what? You showed up at exactly the right moment, and I needed to say yes to you and invite you in and find out if you're the person for me. Okay? So that means that when you want something, and you've worked on it, of aligning your thoughts and your beliefs and your emotions so that you, then when it shows up, when it appears, it's often not going to appear in the way you thought. Now, I was a little taken back that she just showed up at my doorstep. I mean, normally my housekeeper gets referred to me by somebody who's used them before, so I'd never come across somebody that way before, which kind of threw me. But the reality was, this is what I'd asked the universe for. It's showing up at my front door. For Pete's sake, let it in. So what I'm telling you is that when you want these things, and you're asking for them, and they show up, step in. I don't want to hear this, oh, no, I could never do that, never, no, oh, no, you know, I just sent him on his way. I've heard designers say this so many times that they have just dismissed a really fabulous opportunity because it didn't quite look like what they thought was going to show up. Well, know that it's always going to be that way, okay? Know that we all plan, women plan and God laughs. Is my motto. It's like it's not going to show up and look like the way you thought it was. It's going to show up some totally different way. But if your thoughts are there and your emotions are there, then you can step in with your actions as well and step in and pick up that opportunity and move forward on it. So that is a really major mindset piece that you want to get into place, because that's what it takes to be able to do this sort of thing with press and publicity, is that you do the things that you need to do that I'm going to teach you in creating your celebrity, that you're going to teach you to do, but you've got to be in the mindset where you can pick up the opportunity and run with it. Okay? And just because it doesn't look like what you thought it would look like doesn't mean it's not right or it's not the opportunity. You've got to be a little more open. I've often heard it described as you need to be looking a little bit to the left, kind of beside you, in order to see these things. They aren't right directly in front of you. So we want to pay attention to that. Now I want to talk about how your self-image kind of controls what you're capable of reaching, or reaching for, or doing, and what you can do about that to shift that around. So how you see yourself has a great deal to do with the opportunities that you will step into and take a hold of or totally miss, not even see goodbye. So I'm reminded of looking in the mirror. There's a great picture, and I think we've used it in one of our CEU webinars. It's a picture of a lion looking in a mirror, and when he looks in the mirror, they see a kitten. Okay? And so it's being like you, being a terribly powerful, creative, amazing person, but seeing yourself as someone very small and inconsequential and not noticeable, when the reality is just the opposite. So how you see yourself can usually comes as a result of family histories. Often like low expectations, having a family that really didn't expect you to do anything other than to get married and have children. Sometimes it's even, you know, the boys get to go to college and the girls don't. That sort of thing. I've talked to a couple designers like that who had to fight their way to get through school and do what they do. So having that low expectation of yourself as a child sometimes gets into your belief system as an adult, and that you don't see how incredibly brilliant and powerful and amazing that you are, and you really are. Another one that could trip you up is the artists have to starve idea. Now, that was in my family. I come from a family of musicians. They're all fabulous musicians, except for me and my daughter, who are visually creative instead. And the whole family tradition is that, well, you're going to have to starve for your music, so you got to have a day job, you know, you're going to do something else. But, you know, your music's important. You do want to follow that up. Never did anyone ever say to me, you know what, you could take your artistic ability and talent and actually do something creative with it where you'd actually get paid what you're worth. Nobody ever said that to me. I figured that one out on my own, going, you know what, I'm not going to be poor. I'm not going to be poor because I'm an artist. I don't believe that's true, and actually it is not true. It's just a mindset that you're walking into, a very small mindset, a kitten mindset instead of a lion. Okay? And I want everybody to kind of grasp that picture of the fact that you are really way bigger and way more brilliant and way more amazing than you give yourself credit for. I see it every day. I see it when I talk to you on the phone. I see it when I'm out speaking. There's this amazing talent out there, and then this whole idea of, oh, I'm so small. What would I, you know, how would I do that? When actually the rest of the world is seeing you as big and powerful. Another way that you could be not see yourself as such a strong person is a family that does has kind of a poverty mindset instead of an abundance mindset. And I think the reason I put this in here is I was recently at Dillard's, the local department store, walking through there, and there was a woman with her daughter, and the daughter was maybe 10 or 11, about that age, very impressionable age, and she was hesitating. They were walking by the purses, and, you know, the designer purses, and she was hesitating and looking at how beautiful they are, and they are beautiful, and her mom grabbed her by the arm and said, "You can't afford that. Come on." Now, I wanted to go over there and go, "Oh, stop. Don't do that to her. Don't do that," you know. But, you know, the mom is trying to give her a good message. She's trying to let her know that she, as a mom, can't afford to buy her that sort of thing. But it doesn't mean that she could never attain it. But that's kind of the message she's putting out there, going, you can't afford that. That's not for you. Okay? Well, you know what? It is for you. I mean, all the abundance and riches in the universe are for you. You are the child of God. You are who it's all put there for. Right? So these diminishing messages and diminishing ideas that tend to cast us as small, insignificant beings are not true. We actually have lots and lots of power and breath and ability to step into the things that are really important to us and the things that we could really do. Now, when you look at this and you say, how do I change this? Well, you change it by getting in a community where there's support, where there's people growing and building who they are and finding out who they are and being amazed with it and sharing it. You're in a community where others support you and let you know how magnificent and brilliant you are. You find mentors that will help lead you in that direction, and you make a decision that people who diminish you or keep you small, even if there's family members, you can say, I love you very much, but I can't hang out with you because this is what you're doing to me. I need to be able to move forward and not have your ideas of things reflected on me and then staying in my way. It's really about finding this community of support that will really back you up. You know, here at Design Biz Blueprint, I support designers who want to make a shift into a positive mindset. We do a lot of work with that. And all the designers that are in our community are speaking that language of going forward and finding themselves and finding how big and brilliant and amazing they really are. It's an amazing thing. One of the things that I support you in is creating the life that you love. You know, it's one of the things that you need in order to do that is a community of support. I mean, it takes a lot of support to build a business, a lot. And so you need to not be out there alone, but be connected in a way that you have other designers and other mentors that can support you in the direction you're going. Now, the next way that I can actually do that for you, that you could actually participate in something like that that would move you forward, is the 3-day event I'm doing in Santa Fe in November. November 6, 7, and 8 is our 3-day Design Biz Summit, Finding New Clients, where we're working on marketing for everybody. It's a fabulous opportunity where we're going to teach you how to create that alignment between your thought and your actions and your emotions and you know, get that peace going for yourself so that you can actually do what you want to do. We're also going to look at many, many places where you need to take a look at in your life and get clear about kind of typical spots where you can also often get stuck and not be able to move forward. And so we spend a lot of time doing mindset pieces. Actually, the whole first day we're going to work on mindset pieces around getting ourselves to the right place that we can actually create our marketing and our celebrity and move forward. Now, this workshop that we're doing here today, which is the beginning of it, is the precursor to a 3-piece workshop that's part of the Design Biz Summit, where we do some pre-work to get everybody ready to go to Summit, where we're going to work on all of these mindset pieces and work on all those 8 areas that you can focus on to make sure that you're clear and flowing forward to where you want to be. So it's a really cool piece that you can get involved in, and I'll tell you a little bit later how you can get involved in that. You can do it. You can do this workshop even if you're not going to Summit. We can include you in it if you like. The Summit is really cool. I'm going to be teaching you the secrets to successfully marketing your design business so that you can attract a steady stream of high-paying clients and then keep them for life, because that's really the important part. The 3-day summit is going to teach you all the things you need to do to attract those high-paying clients who bring the kind of jobs that you want to work on. And that means that you increase your income and you love your design jobs. You're going to learn the most up-to-date strategies that successful design studios across the country are using to grow their businesses right now. And after you spend 3 days in the Design Biz Summit with me, you're going to have a step-by-step, your own personalized design business marketing plan that you and I will have developed together that has all the steps you need so that when you get home, you can create that steady flow of ideal clients flowing into your business. And did I mention since Santa Fe? It's a very cool place, very, very cool place, November 5th, 6th, and 7th. But let's get back to what we're talking about, yeah, about creating the mindset we need for celebrity. I'm going to talk about eliminating the one thing that completely can stop you in your tracks in the road to celebrity. Now, if there's one thing, one big thing that you can do that will change the way your business works, and I actually already mentioned it already, but I bet you didn't catch it in there, and that is the comparison monster, comparing yourself to others. Okay? Now, the reality check here is if you compare yourself to others, you will either find yourself better than or less than. Either way, it creates resentment. Okay? There's just no winning in this situation. It creates resentment, and you cannot possibly manifest in your life what you resent. It is the opposite side of the coin. Okay? If you resentment is a very low vibration, and acceptance and love is a very high vibration of the same thing. And so if you're in a place of resentment over what somebody else is doing, the way somebody else looks, the way somebody else's business appears, the way it looks like they have lots of clients, the way it, who they're married to, you know, their shoes, their hair, the car they drive, we can find all kinds of stuff to compare and usually make ourselves less than. But even if we make ourselves more than, we've still created the same problem. This whole comparison thing is just a pit of bad energy. And frankly, if you want to bring yourself up, you want to create celebrity, you want to have good clients, you want to do what you want to do and really make your business soar and have a happy life and make everything work, you have to stop comparing yourself to others. You absolutely have to. It is just such a low vibration, it just doesn't work. And quite frankly, in order to get out of it, you're going to have to take a look at who do you need to forgive? Who do you need to totally forgive so that you're not feeling that resentment and doing those comparison things to do? Okay? Because you're never going to have it if you do that. It just can't get you there. So pay attention to your thoughts. We're back to this, little voice on your shoulder thing. It's like sometimes we're not even aware that voice is running all the time. But you need to pay attention to it and realize when you're comparing yourself to others and finding yourself short, generally that's it, finding yourself short creates resentment. And you can't do it. You can't afford it. It's just it's just a total disaster. Just can't work at all. So comparison is just a tough piece to take a look at. And I know that we all do it almost subconsciously. It happens all the time. It just looks like somebody's doing something better. They've got something better. Their clients look better. It looks like they're making more money. You have no idea. You actually have no idea what's going on. It's probably not true anyway. It always looks better out there than it actually is inside. And lots of people are good at putting on a front. So, bear that in mind. But realize as long as you let yourself do that, as long as you let yourself compare to others and come up short, you're going to create that resentment. And if there's resentment there, you can't possibly attract it. So the answer here is to let go with love, bless them, forgive them, say good things to them, do everything you can to shift that energy so it's going another direction so that you too can receive your abundance and bounty and all the things that go with that, because it's a huge piece of success and happiness. It's a huge piece to moving forward. So, if you're interested in having an abundant and successful life, I'm going to tell you is that you can begin playing a bigger game and really make a difference in the world by creating beautiful and functional environments. That is your gift. It is a God-given gift. You're supposed to share it. Okay, and you're supposed to share it a lot. And I will tell you, the more you share it, the more abundance, money, love, everything comes back to you, and your life gets better. It's just a lovely, lovely thing. It increases the quality of your life, and that isn't just about you. It's about your family, too, and your friends. And, this is what happened to me when I figured out how to get my design studio going and help a whole lot of people. I discovered how to be visible and how to create that social proof piece. You know, social proof is where others say that you're the best. And I needed that social proof that I was the best designer in my community. And I did it by getting published, winning design awards, being in show houses, home tours. Whatever I could find, I was out there and involved in it. And I had no idea what would be the outcome of it. I just went in and said, this is what I needed to do. When I got into that show house with that great big room and we shot all that stuff the night before, I had no idea what I was going to what it was going to turn out to be. I was just having a good time with a photographer. We were having a great time playing with lights and doing all kinds of stuff. And let's try this and let's try that. And the outcome was phenomenal. You know, the result of that is that I became a named designer in my community. And the result was that some huge opportunities fell into my world. Well, you know, you can have those kind of results too. And, you know, I knew it was really working when the girl behind the desk in my dentist's office said, oh, you're Terry Taylor? Oh, I see your pictures in the magazines all the time. Now, that's cool. You know, I know that she's not a client. That's okay. But you know what? It means that there's a lot of buzz around my name if the girl in the dentist's office knows who I am and watches that publishing. And really, I'm in a magazine once or twice a year. I'm not there all the time, but she thought so. I thought, wow, this is working pretty well. But you know what? It wasn't that long ago when I was where you are, wondering about those top designers, wondering how they got those clients. And you know what? I'll be vulnerable here. I will admit I even felt envious of their success and wondered if I was just stuck in that place and wasn't cut out to have a great business. But since learning how to stop comparing myself to them and learning how to market my design business, I was able to multiply my business many times over and become a well-known design name in my community. And I have been able to transform many lives with my gift of creating beauty and function in environments. You know, I'd like to think I've created my ideal life. But you know, this isn't all about me. You know, my students who have learned my step-by-step marketing system have had huge breakthroughs. Increased momentum, new ideal clients, their businesses growing in leaps and bounds, and their lives haven't been the same since. They've learned how to market their business. And I believe that you're going to love the results you'll get if you choose to attend the Design Biz Summit in Santa Fe. I absolutely guarantee it, as a matter of fact. Now, I know some of you are new to Design Biz Summit, and you're saying, what exactly is this thing? You know, what is it? Well, the Design Biz Summit is set up to focus on your result, to get you your desired level of income, your desired level of success, your ideal clients, your favorite kind of jobs, and discover where you find them. Frankly, what you get to do in your design business, in your career, is directly related to the number of opportunities you get to truly express your creativity and ability as a designer. Now, I do realize that many designers don't know how to open the doors to opportunity. So, I've created Design Biz Summit, Finding High-Paying Clients to Fill That Need. And I've condensed years of my experience running my successful design studio with years of very expensive marketing training and the What's Happening in Market successes with designers that I coach across the continent, and combined it all into the summit so that you can learn all of this in just 3 days. I put in everything you need to know on how to market for high-paying clients and left out everything you don't need to know. So I've taken the general marketing that I've studied for years and applied it specifically to design business so that you know you will work with me step by step in an experiential and transformational process that's going to have you shifting the way you grow your business, creating a marketing plan that's just for you so that you see tremendous results. Because results are totally what we're about here. I mean, that's the point. Why do it if you don't get the results? It's about clearing internal blocks so that you welcome more clients in your business. It's about being known as the expert in your community. It's about having a recognizable brand that your ideal clients are drawn to. And it's about clearly and confidently introducing your business in 30 seconds or less to a stranger and have them say, wow, tell me more. Tell me more. I'm going to teach you how to do that. I'll tell you, it doesn't start with I'm an interior designer. Okay? You know what happens when you say that. everybody knows what happens. Oh, wow, that's so cool. I wish I could do that. You know what? People tell me I have a knack. You know, could I follow you around? You wouldn't have to pay me. You know, I would just try to help you. Yeah. How many times has that happened to you? Okay, you've got to stop saying that. You've got to introduce your business clearly. For instance, I'll give you my Taylor Design Group one. I say, well, I own a company called Taylor Design Group. We are a commercial and residential design studio and construction company that helps people live better in their homes and work smarter in their businesses. Now, when I say that, people go, wow, how do you do that? Okay, and it just opens the door for me to talk about it. And I don't have to talk to people who want to have a knack or follow me around. It changes the whole direction of how your business is received by others and how you're received as others. And you come off as a CEO, not as a person working on their own. Or I'm not quite sure what happens when you say I'm an interior designer, but I know it doesn't take you where you want to go. it gets you people who want to be you and want to follow you around or get a job or something. So at any rate, we're going to spend some time working on that unique selling proposal is what that's called. It's being able to say very succinctly what it is your business is about in a way to people so that it generates interest and they want to talk about it. Okay, it's about developing a following that loves what you do for them, who often invite you back into their homes and businesses, and who often recommend you to their friends and family members. And all you need is a handful of those people. All you need is a handful to have a really nice business. It's all about how you know how to attract a steady stream of high-paying clients to your business who stay with you for years. And that's a key piece, too. Here's what you're going to find if you choose to attend the Design Biz Summit. You're going to learn how to confidently create visibility for yourself in the world. You're going to learn how to master that negative self-talk and replace it with outward confidence. You're going to learn how to stop the comparison game and up your personal worth. And you're going to master the steps to keep your confidence at an all-time high. I'm going to show you how you can discover your ideal client and your best design job, and how you know how to solve their problem. And then how to define a brand, your brand, that attracts those people that you want. I'm going to teach you how to create your clear and unstoppable offer. I just demonstrated that. And communicate clearly what your company does in less than 30 seconds. I'm going to talk to you about why advertising and marketing is not the same thing, and advertising is not something that we particularly promote for designers unless you've got a whole lot of money to throw at it. I'd rather you stay out of it. There's a ton of marketing that you need to be doing that has nothing to do with advertising, and it is where the clients come from. We're going to learn about how much social media is enough. Okay, you can get buried in that stuff. Enough is enough. We're going to teach you how to build and use your email list and how to develop newsletters that target your clients and keep them bringing them back so that you're really working your own clients and developing a stronger relationship with them. I'm going to teach you how to ask for referrals with grace and ease. I'll give you a script for that. I'll tell you exactly how to do it. And you can do it in a way that's not needy at all. And you need to be doing it because this is where the best clients come from. I'm going to show you how to gather emails with a free offer. And I'm going to show you the latest in website details that designers across the country are using that are very, very successful. Because your website is your storefront, essentially. And this is something that really needs to get cleaned up and needs to be looking really good. And we want to make sure everybody's in good shape there. So we're going to spend quite a bit of time on that part. We're going to talk about how to network, okay? Networking is incredibly important to your business. It absolutely has to happen. It has to be. And it isn't a drudge. I'm going to show you how you do it and you have fun with it and enjoy it. And it's not... I had someone who had booked herself into a networking group that was a bunch of contractors, which might be good, but she wasn't happy about spending a couple hours with a bunch of guys drinking beer. And I don't blame her for that, but you know what happened? She fell asleep and didn't go. Now that's an example of an internal stop. so there was something emotionally that said, we don't want to do this, even though we'd booked our way into doing it. So we want to do networking things that we find that are fun, that we're comfortable with, that we enjoy, and let us connect with other people so that we can develop our business more. I want to show you how to do that, because that's a really important piece. And then we're going to get back to banishing those not good enough gremlins so that you can be confident about publishing and entering awards. We'll show you how to create that expert status in your community and how to complete those unfinished projects so that you have the shot you want and you have the photography you need. A little hint there, just leave the tags on. You can take it back tomorrow. We'll talk about how you get published, make friends with your magazine, become a resource for the editors and writers in your community. We're going to give you lots of tips and strategies about winning design awards. There's actually a lot of things you can do to up your chances of getting awards, and I'm going to share all of those with you. I've got years and years of that stuff, and actually I'm quite good at it, and there are tricks to it. There really are. We're going to talk about how to keep your clients coming back forever. I am reminded of a quote I found from Arthur Gensler, who said that 80% of their business, of Gensler's business, is returning clients. Now, if you can build the largest design firm in the country off returning clients, I think we have something to learn from that. So we're going to do some focus on keeping those clients, returning those clients, and creating a real signature experience for those clients so that working with you is a ton of fun and they tell everybody about it and it becomes a bucket list thing that everybody wants to do. And these are all things that you can do. This is what good marketing is for designers. This is where it's at. We're going to do all of this in a step-by-step manner. We've got a big book that's going to lead you through piece by piece through the process of developing your marketing plan specifically customized for your business. Okay? Everybody's business is different. They're all totally different. So once we're straight on what you want and where you're going, we can develop this out so that you know exactly what it is to do. So you and I are going to work together during these 3 days to build this plan. The result of which is when you get home, you're going to know exactly what to do this month, next month, 6 months from now to find your high-paying clients. And so if you've ever been in one of my events, you know I spend a lot of time and energy working on your mindset because it is the biggest part, this inside game to being successful. So I'm really going to help you with you believing in yourself and trusting yourself. I'm going to help you with fears. I'll help you with the fear that keeps you from acting on opportunities. And I'll help you remove those self-imposed obstacles, those roadblocks you put up that keep you from moving forward. And I'm going to help you tame that comparison monster. Again, you know, the part where you start thinking everyone has something better than you. Got to stop that. We're going to fix it. I'm going to help you free yourself, too, from people who hold you back or even criticize you or keep you from going to where you want to go. And I'll show you how to do that with love and respect, but hold your own boundaries so that you can do what you need to do. The Design Biz Summit 2015, Finding High-Paying Clients, is in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We're going to be at the Inn at Laredo, which is a great, beautiful hotel right off the square in downtown Santa Fe. I got $129 room rates. That's a smoking deal for Santa Fe. And I tell you, I signed this contract a year ago to get this because it came across my desk, and I went, wow, we've got to do this because it's such a beautiful city. And it is so artistic and so creative and so spiritual. It really is an amazing place. It's November 6th, 7th, and 8th. You need to arrive no later than Thursday, November 5th. We're going to do our reception that night, and you'll get to meet everybody, have a drink on me. We'll do a little party, get to know everybody, and get going. The mindset workshop that I was talking about earlier is part of the summit. It's part of the pre-work of the summit. Now, you can do that by signing up for a ticket now. You can get into it and make the webinars. If you can't make the calls, we have them all recorded for you, so you can pull it that way and do the worksheets and work your way through it, because there's a lot of mindset stuff I'd like you to get going ahead of time. If you want to do the workshop and you can't make it to Santa Fe this year, you can go ahead and get a ticket now. and use your ticket for next year's summit, but go ahead and do the mindset work now if you're trying, if that's something that's really important to you. Be happy to do that. It's absolutely no problem. Once you get your tickets, and tickets, by the way, are $17.97 for 3 days. We're still in the early part of filling this event, so the tickets are now $8.97. It's an early price. It's only good for another couple of days. So if you're going to do this, you want to jump now. I will also tell you, it's filling up pretty fast, and I want to make sure you get a room. So if you're going to do this, do make your decision now and get going. We'll do a VIP option where you can join me for lunch every day at a catered lunch. I sit in a private room with my Good Clients, Great Money coaching members and a few VIPs from the community who want to be part of the power group. It's a great place to be. It's also an extra workshop on the afternoon of Thursday afternoon. It's a private workshop that you'd be invited to, and a private cocktail party. It's a $197 option, and once you've bought your ticket and registered, you can grab that. The other cool piece in here is there's also a bring a friend option. Bring a friend means a design friend that you want to partner with, so you can buddy coach. That could be really good. Could be your assistant, could be your husband or partner. Whoever you want to do, it's a $200 option, and then you can share the room. You can work out the money between you. That's your thing, how you want to do it. But I know that it takes massive support to build a good design business. If you have somebody else who hears what you're hearing, who believes in what you believe in, who can support you, and you can support them, you're going to move so much faster and so much more powerfully. So that's the reason for the bring a friend piece. And that also will show up after you buy your ticket and register. You'll get the option for doing this. Now, you already know that you're amazingly beautiful and brilliant. You are enough. This whole piece will step you forward and let your light shine so that you really can connect to a lot of people and share your gift. And it's not about working harder, not at all. It's about working smarter. It's about getting focused on what you really want and getting it to happen. And, you know, as soon as you say yes, as soon as you make the commitment to be with me for 3 days, your life's going to change. It's almost as the universe says, okay, all right, she's serious. She's into it now. And you don't need to spend a bunch of money and time on books and webinars and seminars like I have through the years doing marketing stuff, because they sort of tell you what to do, but because they're not written by somebody who knows how a design business works, they don't quite make sense. It takes some tweaking to get it to work for our business, and it won't take you 20 years like me to put it all together and figure it out. Now, I'm glad I did that. I mean, it has paid off in spades year after year, and good clients and great jobs and doubled and doubled and doubled my business over and over again because I did it. But what I'm telling you is you don't have to spend a lot of money or time to learn to market. At the Design Biz Summit, we're going to do all the work together, and you won't have to spend 20 years. You can do it in 3 days. The investment for Design Biz Summit 2015, Finding High-Paying Clients, is $8.97. It's a great deal for 3 days of training. The tickets will be $17.97 in another week or so. So don't wait too long, because now is the time to get the deals. The first 5 tickets that are sold off of this call will get a bonus session with me 20 minutes before the retreat, so that to help you plan what it is you want to get out of this retreat, get clear about what you want and how you're going to get it, and I'll get you more results because of it. So it's a pretty cool thing. So look in your email box now for a email from me, from Terry Taylor. If you click on it and open it, you'll see a link. If you click on the link, it will take you to the sales page that has all the information about the retreat. It has all the hotel information, the airport stuff, how long, start, stop times. It has the agendas on it. It's got everything you need to know. If there's something that I didn't put on there that you think of, call me. Call us. The phone number's on there. It's 520-298-1837, or you can email us at terry@designbizblueprint.com, either one, and we'll be happy to answer questions. But I encourage you to grab your ticket now before they run out, because it is selling out and the rooms are selling out. You can get there ahead of time and do some vacation days if you want, and they will give you that rate as long as the rooms last. But it's winding down. I saw the room list the other day, and we're filling them pretty much. We're getting pretty full. So do jump into that quickly, because it's the way you want to go. You're going to benefit from this three-day event if you're a designer or a decorator with your own business, or you're responsible for your own income. This is really how you develop those clients. You can benefit even if you're a window covering professional, or any creative business person is going to be able to use this information to develop their business and obtain huge results. The summit is there for you if you want to serve a lot of people with your ability to create beauty and function in environments. So think about this. You're making an investment in your future. This is going to change your business and your life forever. And I'm so sure of it, there's a money-back design biz guarantee. You can read about it on the information page. So there's absolutely no risk. If you join me this year at Design Biz Summit, you're going to have amazing, amazing results. And you know what? In the end, it's no accident that you're here listening to me. There's a reason why you've been listening to this right now. You do know that when the student is ready, the teacher always shows up. And this is the moment, and I want you to trust your gut. And if it says go for it, then do it. You've asked for this opportunity countless times, and now it's been given to you. People are waiting for you to play a bigger game. Your family's waiting for you to play a bigger game. I want to invite you to say yes. Say yes to this opportunity, and let's work together. No more playing small. No more invisible. Be with me in Santa Fe. So go to the email, click on the link to register. I want to work with you there. Good afternoon, everyone. Beauty and success.